Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You are listening to Waking Up with Linda Mitchell, and it's Mindful Monday. We have Tiffany with the night coming on. I see it. I change it, and I complete it. And we're talking about celebration today. We want to celebrate all those meals. But before we get going out there, you know the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh and new from this very moment. You know, we move out here. We'd like to congratulate the family of Nipsey Hussle. Receive that star on the Walk of Fame today. You know, Nipsey was about the community, the people, the rap star. And today, August 15th, was his birthday. Some mighty lion roaring out there. You know, he was to heal and build the community and the people. Yay, yay for Nipsey Russell. We're going to celebrate our children returning back to Los Angeles here. 565,000 students. Okay, let's see what happens. I've spoken with a few of the young adults, you know. I see that they've changed the protocol. They've relaxed the no testing, no masking. You know, they have up-to-date school buses with Wi-Fi on them so the kids can stay in touch. But they're adding on a lot of mental health departments, you know, so that they can have, like, open dialogue. And it's stressing the importance of families spending more time together, you know, having open dialogue, making sure that the students get ample amount of sleep. It is very important. I take my hats off to them. And I'm watching, okay? I want them to be safe, all right? To be aware and pay attention. Let's see what happens with this. Our babies have returned back. They're happy, but they're still stressful. They're still traumatized. And some of them are a bit nervous. But, you know, when we send that goodness out there to them and let them know we're here to hold them up. They're going to be okay, because that's the mighty, mighty youth, okay? That is our present. They say they're our future leaders. No, they're our today leaders. You know, we just got everything going to what we have to have. But back to those Leos, it's hot out there, guys. I don't know how many of you have been moving around. I did a little bit this weekend, but, you know, I'm a Texan, and in the heat, you must move slow. I forget. I get amnesia. I forget. So because I'm forgetful and I'm moving around like it's just regular weather out there, I just don't do anything. I just stay down, okay, move out as less as I possibly can. The heat is nothing to race around in. Your body temperature. If you ever visit deep down south where it's hot, 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 hot all the time, you'll recognize the persons out there moving with like snails, okay? They just move like snails because of the weather. So we're going to bring on Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. And we're going to keep talking about celebration here. But before we get started, let me just play this to you, and yay, yay to Nipsey Russell, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and to his family. That was a great young man. He did wonderful things.
People need
That's right. We got to give the people what they want out there. I have Tiffany with an I on with us this evening, and I'm going to ask her this question. Tiffany with an I, how are you, and how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. It was relaxing. It was restful. I wasn't in the heat too much, so it was great.
Well, we thank you for coming on. You know, we've been going in and out here, and it's getting a bit busy out there. We're both busy out here, but we take our time because we have so much love and so much information and so much care for our listeners, and we appreciate you coming on and caring and sharing with us. It was hot out there. I didn't go out today. I'm not too good in the heat. Sometimes I have to move around. But as I was speaking with the listeners, you know, when it's hot, you must move very slowly because it messes with your immune system, your in, your out, your brain, everything. And we forget because our weather is not as heated as it normally is, but I'm out the south. And if you go down south where it's always hot, guess what? People are moving around like snails. And you're the only one down there rushing, okay? I mean, they move like snails because that heat will whoop you. And we're not used to it here. So because I have amnesia and I forget, and I'm flying around out like there like I normally fly around, I just stay at home, and I don't have to worry about it at all. It's going to cool down. The weekend was exciting. There was a beautiful event. The National Congress of Black Women, they had a wonderful event. And what I enjoyed so much about it is because they honor the top-notch people. But this particular year, I saw so much appreciation, and I felt so much appreciation from those recipients. You know, appreciation is the key, and the more of it we give, the better it will be. A lot of people don't even know how to spell it, but that's okay. If we keep working over here, we'll get the message across. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes, I would say so. I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something to agree about. I had to play our song, you know, because I'm, you know, these midterms are coming up. And, you know, we know it's about the people power. Uh-huh. It's all about the people, okay?
Oh,
and people,
yeah.
You need to know it's all about you. And in order to make it all about you and let your voices be heard, get out there and do what you're supposed to do, okay? Things will change. You know, when somebody tells you no, you have to show them why they should have said yes. Okay? And you get out there and do it yourself. So I don't want to get on this pulpit over here, but I'm trying to find my suit and my pearls, okay? I'm saying, am I going to have to put my name out there on that slate again and get busy, okay? If the weather cools down, you might just see that name flying, and I know you're going to be right with me, okay? Because we step like that together. Yes. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about it.
Excuse me. I think that this time around, it's going to be different. I think in 2018, we saw a lot of people come out in the midterms. Midterms are only, you know, only a certain party comes out during midterms. But 2018, both parties came out. So I think from here on out, we'll have an influx of people coming out for the midterms or voting in midterms. Most people vote in the presidential year, but we're seeing that more and more people are voting in the midterms. So if you want to change something, like you had said just a few seconds ago, you have to vote. You have to get out there and do your own research, evaluate what you want for you. Like, we can't tell you because we're not the experts here on telling you what you need for your family and for yourself. You do your own research. Whatever resonates with you, do, and then go to the polls and vote, or do a mail-in vote, whatever you do, but vote, because it does make a difference. So, you know, a lot of people are, you know, complaining about situations, but you have the power. The people have the power to change what exists. So if you don't get out there and vote or make an excuse like, well, my vote doesn't count, that is not the true story. Your vote does count, and it's very, very important because, again, you have people out there that are for the people but may not make it because 15% of, you know, the people in that district didn't come out and vote. And if they had, it could have made a difference for someone who is actually for the people to be in that position. So, again, I can't stress how imperative, how important it is for everyone to, again, do your own personal research and get out there and vote, whatever that is. I mean, you know, we all know what we do in the ballot boxes. So some people do might say one thing and do another thing, but that's neither here or there. Just get out and vote and get in that and make those changes. So it's important. I mean, you know, I'm always out there, and you're always out there, Linda. We are doing our community, you know, working in the community, and we just hear a lot. I know you hear a lot. I hear a lot, too. And there's a lot that can be done.
Yeah, well, you have to get the consensus, and you have to, like, I call it taking temperature checks, and you have to go to the stakeholders. You have to move on the need, okay? It's a lot of things that are done out there that do not take the need in consideration, but it gets done if you focus in on the need. And the only persons that can tell you what the need is are the persons, okay? You cannot tell anybody to eat no strawberry ice cream when they're used to eating vanilla, okay? You need to go find out the need. So that's our voices out there. And, you know, sometimes we're welcome and sometimes we're not. But since we're not here for popularity, it really doesn't matter. It's about the people. Party has no different, has nothing to do with it. It has to be about the people. The people rule. And, you know, since we're going to be, we're going to get into this, there's a lot of energy out there. And that's why we also stress in the beginning of the week here, not experts in what we do, but it's a lot of energy moving out there. Mars is in Gemini. We're going to be in Gemini until March 25th. That's energy moving. And, you know, since the Leos out there roaring, the lions and the lioness, you know, I sort of like jotted down a few things, you know. Today, you know, you have to have a sense of self out there. And then you got the 16th, Mars is in Uranus, the solutions to break out of your rut. So anybody that's in a rut out there, break out of it. Okay, I know I'm breaking out of mine. August the 17th, that sun is in Neptune. And you're going to be feeling a little bit unsure of yourself. I'm just speaking of these Leos out here. I have to talk about it because you know that I fall in that category. So I keep myself in check all the time. And on the 18th, which is that great day, my birthday, Venus will be in Jupiter. You're going to be feeling a sense of luck, okay? And you don't want to be harsh on yourself, so I hope I can find a lottery ticket or whatever, because if that's luck for me, I definitely want to get in there and do that. And moving into the 19th, you cannot accept, you have to refuse to accept different things. You know, just take back and take a look. And the actions that you use, the communication, and the unclear thoughts. So I'm giving you a note on this because I speak from being a lioness myself, and it's very important to me to understand how that energy is moving out there. We all have our different philosophies, so I do double duty over here. I am about the universe. I am part of the universe, as we all are, but my philosophy makes me dig a little bit more deeper and to be a little bit more aware of how it's all moving out there and connecting. And once you can get that information and start getting into it, you'll start feeling better when you wake up in the morning and your head is spinning around to your left and you cannot figure out why, you know. But if you take out time, not only research the candidates and what's happening, research yourself and make for a good blend. If you put all of that in the blender, you know, checking out yourself, what your needs are, getting out there, dialoguing with individuals, being kind, and paying attention, staying safe, you're going to make a great smoothie out there when all of that stuff is blending together. So that's what I wanted to tell them about being mindful of. You know, it's energy moving out there. It's things that are happening. We're celebrating. We're celebrating life in general for each and every one of us. We're celebrating those lions and those lioness out there. There's so many darn Leos. I spend 3 times a day singing that birthday song. I had no idea that I had so many August-born people in my environment, okay? Many, many, many August-born. I'm thinking about the celebrities who are Halle Berry. What's her name? You know who I'm speaking of. The lady in the Help. Why can't Viola Davis? Maxine Waters, going on the political side. And there's many lions out there, but I've been trying to keep up with these lioness out here. I haven't even thought about the kings. But August is a slip month. August is a high energized month. August is a month that you want to sit back and collect all your thoughts and all your information about you. Because at this particular time, we have this super moon out here and the energies are rolling. We're all cosmos moving out here. We have to understand what's up around us. That's why I like Tiffany with an eye, because she check it out, strategize on it, and get it done. And that's my take on mine for Monday here. And Tiffany, we're not going to be too long. We have a few minutes to deal with here. I'm not going to take it out too long and take up too much of time, because we're short and sweet on Monday. And then I'll just take them out with some music to relax by. But give me your thoughts on basically how one should do self-care with all of this heat out here. You know, this has been pretty hot. And as I was telling them, you cannot move regularly. You must slow down. So what are some of your suggestions? I know you keep pretty cool and relaxed as far as the self-care out there. Do you take 2 showers a day? We don't have a lot of humidity here in Texas. It doesn't matter. If you take a shower, you got to take another one in the next 10 minutes because you're sweating before you even get out and dry off. Here it works a little bit differently. Well, what are some of your suggestions for persons that have to move around out there in that heat?
Well, I would just say, you know, as other people do, hydrate. Just drink plenty of water, because that's very important. You know, we live in a drier climate. Even though it's hot, it's not that we have humidity added to our heat. So it's... Mm-hmm. is best that you drink water. I personally wait till it's cooler to do anything, like if I have to go to the grocery store, run some errands, and I can do that. I wait till when it's cooler to go. And I pick different, I will pick the time to do that. And just, stay in. I mean, if you don't have to go out, don't go out. Because, a lot of people, like you say, are out and about. People are busy. They're running around, doing all the things. And by all means, you should celebrate and should be doing things for the summer. But just take a kind of easy rest, Don't think that you have to do something all in one day. If you can spread it out, spread it out. But just be mindful of yourself and, like I said, drink plenty of water, which is something that everyone always says anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, but the basic two things I do are drink lots of water, and then when I have to do errands, I do them when it's cooler, towards the late afternoon, evening time. And that helps
anytime.
Me because I just... Mm-hmm.
No, I said anytime that's around 3 o'clock, it can be steaming out there. So I start moving out like after 5. It seems like it cools down for me on this end.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does after 5. It does. So, if I have to do any errands or go anywhere or meet someone, I'm going to do that after 5. Or 5 and after is when I'm going to do that. So I'm not, I'm not overexerting myself, but I have the liberty to do that because, my clients, I consult, but I have clients and I can pick those hours, but times where, some things you can't do like that and you have to get out and do things in the middle of the day. But if you do have to do things and you're in that heat, just the number one priority I would say is just hydrate and just be mindful of that. Because, you know, like you say, when you're moving, you're exerting energy, you're sweating, and, you know, the whole premise of sweating, like you go to the gym, you sweat, they always tell you to drink water, right? So you have to still drink water because you're out there in the heat doing the same thing, sweating, so it would stand to reason that you should hydrate. So that's about it. And take it easy. I just, you know, there's so much going on out there, too. I've heard things where people who have, you know, had a bout of what's out there, they have a second, you know, phase of it, and they get it again, and then every, you know, even though the time is shorter, you're vaccinated, if you get it again, it's going to be maybe shorter, like I said, a shorter time frame, but, you know, it's the same thing coupled with everything else that they're putting out there and saying that's coming. So for the most part, for the most part, I would just say just because of, you know, additionally because of other things that are going on. And, you know, even if you have gotten, you know, you've recovered from the first phase of the pandemic in terms of being ill, and then you can get it, even though you got vaccinated, you can get it a second time. Just be careful because we still have that to deal with, plus the other things to deal with, and then you're out running around susceptible because you're, you know, it's who doesn't like to be out and celebrating and doing fun things during the summer, but you just have to relax and rest and take it at a moderate pace because there's so much out there.
Yes, yes. Yeah, a celebration. You know, I like to have the parties, have the caterers and all that stuff. We're easing it down. And what are you doing? We're moving low and slow, okay? We do something on a daily basis. This is nothing but stare up at the sun because it's my birthday month. So I can do that. But you really have to think because when you're planning things and you're a host, you have to make sure that everybody is comfortable. You have to make sure that everybody is relaxed. So I just didn't feel like saying, bring your cards. Are you vaccinated? Are you not vaccinated? Because Stevie don't want to be around nobody's not. Just did not feel like dealing with that, okay? So I said, no, we'll do it in parts. You know, we got part A, B, C, D, and E, and do it a little differently here, you know, because it's just like it's too stressful, shall I put it like that, because I know 150,000 people, and I like them all to come together, but I just did not feel like going through that, okay, because there are a few that are with it, and there's a few that's against it, and I just did not feel like refereeing, so we're going to do it a different way, and me mentioning, you know, having vaccinations, my sister in Texas, she contracted it. She had a bad headache for about 2 days. She went today. She had intravenous antibiotic put there, and she's on resting, okay? Texas is a little bit looser than we are, but they were pretty safe there. But like I say, you don't know. You can stay as safe as you possibly can. You don't know who you're up around, and you don't know who they've been up around. So you're taking your chances out there. You have to get out and move around, but be very cautious with it. I might go to an outdoor backyard function with 10 people and make sure that the backyard is so big that, you know, we keep a great distance. And a lot of individuals are not truthful, you know. Some of the restaurants are still requiring that you show proof. Most of them aren't because they want to have that clientele come in. So it's just like a lot of stuff that you have to be mindful of, and it's up to you to decide on how you want to do it. No one should be living in fear, which there's a lot going around. Everybody want to breathe. We want to get up and see the next morning, but according to what works best for you. And so that can get a little bit hairy sometimes, you know, but we're getting through it. We're going to get to
you.
My concern now is the babies that are out there. They return back to school. They're happy and they're jumping around in the playground and seeing their little friends. I hear that they've done upscale, you know, on their teachers. You know, they've been doing some great recruiting. The teachers are trained differently. They have to be, because I would love to be in the classroom. You know, I love my babies. But I don't think they have any floating bubbles right now that I could use to teach out of. So I'm just going to do the best I can from wherever I am until it gets a little better. But I'm happy to see that they're happy. You know, I just want them also to be safe, because you cannot, children cannot social distance, okay? It's not in them. And they've done very well, and the ones that are here, but I know it's been extremely hard on them, because it's been hard on us as adults. So it brought a smile to my face to see those little darlings running around and jumping, and a lot of backpack giveaways. There was one at SoFi that they had that Kathy Sutton, sir, they partnered up, and, you know, with a lot of different health partners and wellness people, and that was a big backpack out there for the children, all out in Hemet, all out in Riverside. So they should be some pretty happy campers. You just want to keep an eye on them, and parents, watch them. Watch them, you know, have conversation with them. Ask them, be more involved in their daily activities, you know, because they have been traumatized also. So mommies, I know you guys are kind of happy that, you know, you're not teaching now. I know you have a newfound respect for those educators since we've gone through all of this. But, like, really pay attention to the young ones when they come in and get involved in their day. Place close attention. Because we're still going through this. I heard we got the monkeypox, and then I heard something about the polio. You know, just go from A, B, C, D. Just hydrate yourself out there. Eat plenty of turmeric. Take your vitamin D, your zinc,
exactly.
Do the best that you can, because you have to move on what works best for you. So that's my take on Mind for Monday. You have to go with what works best for you. You know, when I travel, I'm sorry, go on, Tiffany.
Oh, okay. I was going to add to that water. Alkaline water is really good. Alkaline water has properties in it that, you know, the others don't have. And then just to say what you said about your sister, this this new phase of, I guess, COVID is started by headaches. And so be very, very mindful of that, because a headache can go into so many different things other than COVID. So just be very careful. It could go to migraine. It could go different into different directions that you're not even expecting. So, and you know, in I have sinuses a problem sometimes, and you know, I get a headache and I'm thinking it's a sinus headache, and sometimes the headache you might think it's a headache or a sinus headache, and it's actually that. the COVID symptoms. But be very aware of that, because a lot of people don't deal with it. They say, oh, I have a headache, it'll go away. No, pay very close attention now. As you said, your sister, because it's like once you have a headache, it can go in different directions, but pay attention to that. And don't let the headache, you know, keep for, you know, a couple of days.
Right. Well, if I get it,
I know.
Headache,
you know, your sister. Thank God she caught it. You know what I mean? Because you just don't think
about it
like that.
Yeah, but she couldn't sleep. She said it. She went through it. It wasn't nice. And it. But I'm glad that she was able, you know, to go get that. And you know, I was really, really sending them prayers out there. You know, whatever that intravenous is, let it get in her system. Let her system take it, grab up that virus and clear it out. That was my prayer today. Okay, my prayer and many others. You know, we go across the country and we get in rhythm. So that rhythm was going out there, and I just wanted to hear her voice, because when I travel in there, you know, I take extra precautions. You know. When I travel in and visit, I want to protect them. So that's why, you know, I'm very, very careful of my traveling options out there, because I don't want to put myself in a place and jeopardize me and go in and jeopardize them, right? But now I said if I go visit, I'm going to have to send a case of disinfectant down there, because Texas is too loose for me. And she goes nowhere but to maybe the grocery store and to the doctor. Well, that might have been why she picked it up. But then there's a lot of grands, great-grands, and great-greats over there that, you know, go cook for granny and all of that other stuff. So you don't know where they've been. But I'm just glad that she kicked through it. And it's just something that we have to be mindful of, because it's still out there. Don't relax out there. Do not relax out there. And if you don't care, you know, it's kind of contradictory to say they care about others, but that's a stupid statement, because why would somebody care about others if they don't care about themselves? Okay, so we just have to do the best that we can, mind our own business, as we say, Tiffany, with an eye, and then don't worry about them, you know, just worry about us. What they say, the best way to keep stress off you is to mind your own business. And we have so much going on out here that we really don't have time to get involved in anybody else's issues, right? We send them goodness, we keep that positivity out there, and we keep on pushing. And again, with this energy moving out here, you want to boost your confidence and take healthy breaks. Take breaks when you feel tired and unclear. Take a break. Don't try to work through it. Don't try to fight against it. Sit down and rest for 10 minutes, okay? Stare at the ceiling, the sun, the sky, or whatever. Take you some me time several times a day, because it's energy moving out there, it's germs moving out there, it's stress moving out there, and you don't really want to be a part of it. So that's what I want them to be mindful of this evening. And on that note, give us a quote, or give us one word or two words, and we're going to say have a mind for Monday. Tiffany, take us out of here. We love you.
Yes, I'm trying to think of what would be the most appropriate quote. So since we last spoke, you know, I remember a couple weeks ago I didn't have any quotes, and so now that I've collected some quotes, and I don't even know what I'm going to say. There have been so many things that I have gotten. I don't even know what is good for I like this one. Learn from everyone, follow no one.
I really like that one. Learn from everyone, right? Follow no one. I like that. So on that note, we're going to say drink alkaline water, okay? You keep yourself hydrated out there. Pay attention. Talk with the young adults. School has started. You know, get involved with their involvement. Let them know that you're interested out there. Find out how their day went. Find out what's happening, okay? Pay attention. Pay attention, because if something is upsetting them, they are so happy to get out there with their friends and back out there again unmasked and all of that other stuff and not having a test, they might not be too truthful. So parents, it's up to you to pay that attention and to observe. And on that note, Stephanie will be with us. We're going to finish up that chakra number 6, that crown chakra. On Wednesday, we're down. And Thursday is my birthday, so we don't know how we're going to run that, guys. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow, because you know we do celebrate over here, okay? We love you, but if we're not here on Thursday, we'll come back and tell you what we did on Friday, that's for sure, okay? Tiffany, with an eye, we love you. Stay hydrated. Stay calm over there. It's Mind for Monday. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Maxey. We love you. We love you. We love you. And on
that
note,
thank you so much.
I want to tell you that the last thing that I have to say, I'm just going to say it in this song. Okay? We love you, Tiffany. Have a wonderful evening. Love ya.
Mm-hmm.
We care and share, we love all through the land.